on a Simply Bluebird Perfect Saturday. The 27th annual hospice wine tasting went so over the top. I'm talking with Chris Hughes, who is a board member of hospice, as we did before, to let you know that you better get your tickets in advance, because indeed it oversold. Right, Chris?
It sure did. We sold 123 tickets this year.
Now, what a venue. I've been to other venues, you know, here at the Mountain Tower, and it's always elegant, it's always beautiful, and your theme of the 20s was just really great. Everybody loved getting dressed up, but there's not a vacant chair out there.
That's right. It's full, oversold.
So I think the message of hospice is kind of grown and increased, and people want to prepare for their autumn of their years, as well as helping others that are now passing on.
That is correct. Palliative care is a well-needed service in our community.
Well, it's a sold-out, filled house, and I'm sure there's a story with everybody that's here. Tell me your story on why you volunteer for hospice.
So I volunteer for hospice because I lost my mom here in 2022, and she was up visiting from the lower 48, and she got sick 1 month into her visit, and we ended up getting her on hospice, and she passed within 4 or 5 months. Hospice can be a 12-month plan, so it doesn't have to be immediate care or you need it at the last minute. It can be for a whole 12 months and then renewed if need be.
Now, we talked to Janice throughout the year on the other events that hospice has, the Camp Mend a Hearts and the other things that go on. 346, how many days are there in a year?
352
days out of the year that hospice is operating and serving the community. But tell me a little bit, for those people who still maybe have a misperception that hospice is you don't go into hospice unless you're dying, and the things that are available for somebody at absolutely no charge.
Yes, we have the loan closet that's available at no charge, which has equipment and that kind of stuff. And then we also have the root beer run that's in September. We have August is our Camp Mend a Heart, as you mentioned. But the loan closet's our biggest exciting, for the community.
Now, the other thing is there's a personal volunteer that comes with you when you are in the autumn of your life. Where do those volunteers come from?
From our local community. So.
And how does somebody sign up to be a volunteer?
They just need to contact the hospice office, and then they go through training, and then we can get you signed up. There is a background check that they have to go through and some other necessary stuff, but we'd love to have more volunteers.
The emphasis is on training. You may feel, I can't do that. I've never done that. But the training, as I understand it, prepares you to have that experience as somebody passes on.
That's correct. And it's just like a bereavement or a respite for the family when the volunteer goes into the home. They get to sit with that patient or that person and give compassionate care.
It's quite an experience, isn't it?
It is. It's a heartwarming experience.
Well, tonight obviously is going to be a great success. But again, we said 365 days a year, the needs are there. And how can people contribute or help throughout the year?
Yes, they can call our hospice office and they can contribute financially or monetarily. And then, or they can volunteer their time at our different events. Or, you know, like I said, they can sit with a patient or a client and provide that, you know, reading, or just sitting by somebody's side is always needed.
Just kind of holding their hand.
Yep, just holding their hand.
Okay, and the 28th annual wine tasting party.
27.
The 28th.
Oh, yes.
When are tickets going to go on sale?
They are going to go on sale probably in August.
Okay. So you want to get them in advance, because this year oversold, and next year it's going to be even more over the top?
Yes, it's going to be bigger. We're hoping for at least 170 people next year.
Chris, thank you for what you're doing. Chris Hughes is a board member of our local hospice. Get involved, volunteer, and help support it. I'm Merle Sikorsky, returning you to that 2020 sound of KSRM.